Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Cabrera's 1-1. Swung on, hit in the air, high in the air to left. It's pretty deep. Happ is back at the track, at the wall, and he's out of room. It's gone. Oh, just a towering fly ball straight away left field, and Alec Bohm with a 4 RBI day as he launches his 6th home run of the season to give the Phillies a 7-1 lead.
Isn't this song called Teenage Dirtbag or something like that?
Yes. You're going to sing that one?
No, but okay. I remember the instrumental.
Yep. It's a good song. All right, welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494.
What are you trying to say, Hugh?
I mean, I feel like a lot of times the songs that you play have a hitting me. So I would just speculate.
Sometimes it's a hidden meaning. Sometimes it's right out there. No joking around. Hit you in the face. All right, you know what? Speaking of hitting, here we I think it's time to discuss Alec Bohm here on the show. And we're about fairness on the Midday Show, right? And we had a discussion, I think, sometime mid-April. Are you losing patience? Are you done? Like all that with Alec Bohm when he was terrible. I mean, he was terrible the first few weeks of the season to the point where we were discussing sitting him down, not playing him every day, playing Sosa more. Well, I think in fairness, we got to say what's going on right now. Alec Bohm, Hugh, is red hot. We are looking at a player since his last 30 games. Ready for these numbers?
Mm-hmm.
339 batting average, 878 OPS. He has hit 5 home runs, driven in 16 runs in his last 30 games. So the question is pretty simple. Are you buying back into Alec Bohm? Where do you come down? He is hot right now. The Phillies needed him to rebound. And he obviously has saved his season, right? Because it was trending towards awful.
Mm-hmm.
And he's now come back to respectability when you add April and May together into June. Are you buying back into Bohm?
I'm buying into about time. I mean, Bohm was one of those guys. I look at it like this. Bohm had a season, the year we talked about, where they basically carried the offense because we didn't have a whole lot. Then he had a season where him in the daycare, he went to the All-Star game, and then he kind of regressed a little bit.
Mm.
So to answer your question, Joe, in a long talking way, about time, because you needed him early on. And for the simple fact that he kind of regressed early on, I'm like, about time.
All right. Well, it is about time. And look, I'm glad he's hitting more because they need it, especially with Bryce down. They need it. And he has been better and I'd say pretty consistently good offensively for the last – month, I'd say, 30 games or whatever that is, a little over a month when you add in some off days. He's been good. But as far as buying back into Alec Bohm, how many times can I do the same thing? Like, fool me once, fool me twice. Like, we've done this. Alec Bohm has had many 30-game hot streaks. I've seen this 3 or 4 times over the last 3 or 4 years where he hits a good amount and you think, oh, he's figured it out, right? He's going to start turning the ball. There's going to be more home runs. He's going to be a guy that is consistently a big-time offensive player, and then it reverts. No, I'm not buying back into Bohm. Alec Bohm is what he is. He's obviously not as bad as he was in April. He's got too good of bat-to-ball skills to hit 100, right? Like, he's better than that.
Bat-to-ball.
He does have bat-to-ball skills. That he has. But he doesn't really have power. What, it was his 5th home run the other day? 6th home run, whatever we're at now? for the entire season. Three quarters of those are in minor league parks in Sacramento and in Tampa. I know he turned on one the other day, which was wonderful to see against a lefty. He hasn't done that much this year, but that was late in the game against a relief pitcher. Like, I'm not going to do the thing where I start to believe in Alec Bohm. I remember last year, April and May, he was amazing, right? He had all those runs batted in. He was hitting three or four. And I remember sitting here saying, I don't trust him in a big spot. And by the end of the year, the Phillies wanted him nowhere near a big game. They benched him in the playoffs. So I am happy he's hitting more. But buying back in, I just feel like you're setting yourself up to get let down again.
I'm somewhat buying back in.
See, you're a Bohm believer. Well, you always mention that All-Star game.
You want to be a Bohm guy.
I know, he does.
Well, because, listen, I understand that there was some petulant child behavior not too long ago.
Just the other day.
Yeah, like all the time still.
Okay, but it's at a time we need him. I mean, so we gotta support him.
Yeah, but you can need unreliable people.
No, you gotta support him.
You don't have to.
Oh, we really do.
Well, here we go.
Because this is what we need.
Are you gonna galvanize the fan base for a standing ovation for Alec Bohm?
Today.
Probably not. Alluding to it like maybe tomorrow? This is his
no, get back to
no.
me Monday.
You know what it was? That was me buying time.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like you know, when the kids we say,
he was stalling.
When you say, huh?
Yeah. What'd you say again?
Say, huh?
Yeah, what was that?
This is his sixth year here. No, I'm not buying into this.
Because you know, it's funny when you ask the question. That's why I was like, huh? When you was like, hey, are you buying in? I was like what? Well, I. He's doing better.
Repeat that.
He's not doing awful anymore. Yeah. That's great.
Hey, he's hitting at the right time.
Nope.
This is what we needed.
How about the defense luxury?
Trying to be positive.
Deep down, you just want to hit us with, well, you made it to the All-Star game last year. He was an All-Star.
No, it's
he's
not,
the home
it's
run
not
derby.
Feel that.
It's you know, what we always talk about here, and we talk about with our quarterback, and we talk about with our baseball players, we need consistency, man.
Yeah.
We need some level of consistency. Now, I will say this. It's a little bit harder in baseball because it's more games.
Sure.
And you have to stay locked in a little more. I would feel better about Alec Bohm and saying that I believe in him if I didn't see all the temper tantrums still.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. The mentality's not great.
Yeah.
And also, like, yeah, he's picked it up, but he still isn't doing what he – last year was his best season. He had,
he had
15 home runs or so. And I don't ever think he's going to be a 20 home run guy, but he had a ton of doubles. This year, the doubles aren't really there. He's picked up the home runs to a more respectable level with six now. But, I mean, come on.
Respectable six for
respectable
a 6'5"?
Yeah, slap hitter.
He's a big dude.
He's got a 716 OPS.
Yeah, I mean, come on. It sounds kind of like you're not buying it.
No, I mean, if the question is, am I buying into this just being Alec Bohm? Like, yeah, I've accepted that this is who Alec Bohm is for a while now. He's allergic to hitting in the clutch.
He said allergic.
I mean, he is.
Allergic is crazy.
Well, but it's true. Like, if he comes up and there's two guys on base, I am pretty much sitting there telling myself, this is a double play waiting to happen.
No question.
Like, all the time. And that's, you know, partially due to the fact that he looked like he can't run. I mean, he's terribly slow.
Yeah.
He's not a power hitter for as big as he is. Like I said, his OPS 716. But, like, this is just what he is as a player. He's a 280 hitter. He'll probably go through another slump again. Like, I never thought that he was a 180 hitter like he was
earlier
in the season.
He's too good for that, yeah.
Right. He's better than that. But is he a guy that I want hitting, like, high up my lineup right now? No. I mean, we could absolutely be due for an upgrade there at that spot. And the temper tantrums thing, like, that's always going to piss me off. It doesn't feel like that's ever going to go away, no matter how much somebody tries to talk to him. I think with Hugh, what this is, why he's so hedgy on Alec Bohm, is because he likes the young Thundercats,
yeah.
And Bohm is just on the cusp of the daycare thing now. So he was, like, very conflicted about it.
Well, it's
you want to be a Bohm guy. We all can feel it. Yeah.
I do. Because he has the tools. You know, when you talk about tools in the toolbox.
Well, he was
the
third pick in the draft for a reason. Yeah.
And it's, you have to be, like, I look at him, he should be at least, I'm not saying as good as Bryce Harper, but trending in that direction. You know what I mean? It shouldn't be, you know, every week when Bryce is out there, we have to depend on him and Schwarber to get things done. He should be a part of that group, in my opinion. He should be one of those guys that is a little bit more consistent than he has been the last 3 years I've been here.
Yeah, unfortunately, he's actually become pretty consistent at being what he is. He's never taken the jump, right?
Yeah, it looked like it was last year was the year.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like even before that, when it was him and Stott, They kind of carried the team a little bit when the offense was stagnant. It looked like he was trending in the right direction, and he just kind of, you know, just kind of stayed there a little bit.
Yeah, if you look at his numbers overall, like they from 2022 to 23 to 24, they upticked a tiny bit each year, right? And if that happened again this year, then you start to say, all right, this is kind of his prime. But then now this year, overall, they've gone backwards. I know it's been a nice month for him, and it's way better for the Phillies when he hits than when he doesn't. I can't get fooled again. Last the All-Star appearance last year, the home run derby, the first half, it felt like we were getting the best version of whatever Alec Bohm is. I'm not getting fooled again. I don't trust him in a big spot. Kyle said it. He's probably going to slump again at some point. Let's hope we could ride this hot streak for a little while longer, but I'm not getting fooled. And if Hugh tells me one more time he made the All-Star game last year.
I mean, he did.
I don't care.
He's an All-Star. I mean, it's...
He's a one-time All-Star.
I mean, but he's an All-Star nonetheless. Oh, so.
I don't give a shit.
I know y'all.
You know
don't.
How many players make the All-Star team in baseball with all the injury replacements? It's like 50 a year.
I know, and I know everybody is represented. Every
yes.
team is. I know. But he's still.
He's an All-Star. Yeah, Pat Neshek made the All-Star game once.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Pat Neshek. I stunk out loud. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Chuck in Mount Airy. What's up, Chuck?
What's up, man?
Yo, Jillio. Mr. Dillio.
What's up, man?
Chuck, what's up, pal?
TGIF. Thank God it's Friday.
That's right.
Hey, listen. First of all, you're right on that, Joe. Don't trust Bohm. Don't trust the Phillies. The Phillies, the whole team, don't trust them, man. Their pitching is great. But that hitting, it's going to come back to bite us when it counts. I'm telling you that right now. So you're right. You're right on the trajectory where you need to be. And as far as the Eagles go, let me ask you guys a question. I've asked Kyle. He gave me his answer. If Saquon... You know, if his career ended today or tomorrow, right, and he decided to retire, would he be considered more of an Eagle or a Giant?
Eagle,
because he won a Super Bowl.
Wow. That's crazy.
I think, anyway, Chuck, the average, like, just random NFL fan somewhere across the country, I think they now will always picture him.
As an Eagle.
As an Eagle. The backwards hurdle, the 2,000 yards. Because I don't even, I know he was good at, you know, a couple good years, but he didn't have any moments as a Giant. Like, he had, moments last year.
Right. The question is, what would he consider himself? But I guess we'll find that out.
I think after one or two more years, I think he'll feel like an Eagle. But that's a fair question. I don't know what he would consider himself because he played there for, 6 years? That's a long time.
Yeah. Listen, real quick, I just wanted to say, this year, I don't need Saquon to get 2,000 yards rushing. I don't think we need that. I really, truly believe we've been talking about Jalen Hurts all week long, and I think he's going to have a year to remember. And to be quite frank with you, what I really would like to see is about 1,800 yards total from Saquon. I like to see him catch the ball off the backfield more. About 500-600 yards receiving. I think there's a lot of meat left on that bone that we didn't really explore. That's another part of his game that can have us excel at a higher level if we can get him the ball off the backfield more in the passing game. You know what I mean? And I think that's something we didn't explore last year. Year running, but I don't need him to run the ball for 2,000 plus yards. I mean, I wouldn't want him to do that. I mean, you know, because that goes to show me that the other parts of the offense aren't working the way that we need them to be. And that's a lot of work there on a guy to do that 2 years in a
Yeah, and it might be a way to also, Chuck, to keep him healthier, right? You know, you're going to probably be less injured catching the ball in the backfield than running through the tackles.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and like I said, you know, he's such a dynamic player. I like to get him the ball in space, you know, to see what he does. You know, I remember one time, I forgot what game it was, but he caught a screen pass and almost took it to the house. And that was one of the rare passes that we gave him out the back.
I think it was the Rams game, the Rams game in L.A. in November. Yeah, that was a big one.
Yeah.
Yep.
If we could do that more, I mean, we could see a lot more bigger plays, but in a different way. You know, I want to see this offense, you know, come together on Jalen's shoulders, if that makes any sense this year. I don't care how we win, you know, but I don't want to say down like that. You know, if it's going towards the end of the year, then buy do what you got to do. But, I mean, the start of the season, I want the pass game to be humming.
It is. All right, Chuck, the phone was given out. We wanted to get his Father's Day gift, but Chuck's phone was given out. Let me throw a question at everyone. So he mentioned, and I think you've said this before, Hugh, maybe this year we get more of Saquon as a receiver, not just the running back, right? We get some more all-purpose. And again, I at the risk of sparking a Jalen Hurts fervor here, I have a question. How many years do we have to do this before we accept that? I don't know why, because it doesn't seem like it should be that difficult. Jalen is not proficient at getting the ball to running backs in the passing game. Have we all noticed this? Like, first was Miles Sanders, right? Miles Sanders, before Jalen became the quarterback, had a lot of receiving yards. Mm-hmm. Jalen became the quarterback with him. His receiving yards went down. I remember when DeAndre Swift got here. Remember, because DeAndre Swift caught the ball in the backfield in Detroit, and it was like, oh, he's going to do that here.
Yeah, a lot of that.
Didn't happen. Last year, Saquon Barkley, I haven't looked recently, but I don't remember many receiving yards. Maybe 250.
Because remember in the Falcons game,
he dropped.
Yeah.
Maybe 250, 300 for the year.
Sorry for bringing up that memory.
Yeah, it was not great.
Yeah, man. Season we ended up winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Awful memories.
It's okay now.
Chuck wanted me to pass on cufflinks.
Cufflinks. I like it. Okay.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't dress up.
Well, you did, but you wore a seer sucker.
Yeah, I did, but I didn't.
He wore an olive green jumpsuit to a golf outing.
Wait a second. You wore a suit to get fired? You wore a Your Reverend Alfred for picture day here? Sometimes you get dressed up.
Every now and then. But I don't, you know, the cufflinks are a lot because you got to have the cufflink shirts. Mm. So I would say if you're going to get cufflinks, you got to get dad a couple shirts to go with.
Okay. All right. Back to the question. Do we just accept that Jalen, and I don't have a good reason for it. Like, I don't know why. Isn't great at getting the ball to running backs in the passing game. It's been going on for three different running backs.
He's not good at it at all.
I know, like for 5 years. Hugh, do you have a theory on why, and do you think it could change?
I tell you what. I feel like you said, when is it going to change? I think it's going to be this year because now Jalen has won the Super Bowl. So, and we've seen a little bit of it already. Everybody's going to take Jalen's game to the lab. Like, when I say that, his game is going to be highly critiqued. He's the defending Super Bowl champion. Remember the first year, I think Patrick Mahomes won, and that whole year, I think I got the year right, but I remember people talking about how his game is falling off and people are figuring him out. That's what it was. There was a whole lot of talk about, oh, they figured out Patrick Mahomes. Same thing with Jalen. It's going to be, if Jalen struggles throwing the football, it's going to be one of those things where Chris Sims is going to come out of the woodwork talking about, you know, his play. Other quarterbacks, ex-quarterbacks, and media members are going to start talking about his play. He's going to be under a lot of scrutiny this year if he can't throw the football, because I feel like they're going to go out of their way, a lot of teams,
sure,
to take away the running game.
So I think he could have a great year throwing the football, but I still don't know if he'd have a great year throwing the backs. I mean, 2022, he threw the ball really well. Last year, he had a over 100 passer rating. Mm-hmm. He just doesn't do that one. I wonder if it's because of his height. He doesn't throw the ball over the middle of the field, right? He likes to throw to the outside. Mm-hmm. He rarely throws it over the middle. I wonder if it's the huge offensive lineman. He doesn't see the back leaking out of the backfield as quickly as he needs to make that play work. Like, Jalen's best throws are outside, down the field. He throws the deep ball super well, like especially to AJ or sometimes Devontae. Mm-hmm. He doesn't throw it over the middle often.
You're talking about the short intermediate
passes. The short, like the little dump off to the running back that seems so easy. Like, I don't know. I mean, we could say that maybe Saquon's going to have more receiving yards. I'm not counting on it.
I'm not buying that.
No, I mean, Jalen doesn't throw the backs. Kyle, it's been 5 years. He doesn't throw the backs.
Yeah, I know. It's just a thing that we have to accept about his career now. And I
see, I think that's a part of the evolution, though.
But, like, but why wouldn't he have evolved this a year or two or three?
Yeah, I would have thought that that would have come with DeAndre Swift.
Yes.
Like
even Miles early.
Yeah, because DeAndre Swift was that dude that caught the ball out of the backfield.
Yep.
I would say that, especially last year, the way that the offense went, you had to abandon certain things. Because I feel like in that first game, and it was a small sampling size in you know, wherever we were, Rio de Janeiro, wherever we were overseas, the Green Bay Packers.
Brazil,
where? Yeah. I was close. that they wanted to try to evolve the offense.
Yeah. Because
you saw that early on, and then they had to abandon that and go to the running game.
Yeah.
So I think that there is an effort to try to get that going, and hopefully this year it gets going a lot quicker and everybody's on the same page.
You know what it sounds to me? Jalen throwing to the running backs at a high level is Alec Boehm's going to hit 25 home runs. I'll believe it when I see it.
I mean, just delusion.
We just believe things are going to change. Yeah.
If anything, it would have changed with Kellen Moore, right?
Yes.
I mean, I think he was the kind of guy that incorporated the backs in the passing
game. Eckler, Zeke back in the day. I don't think it's a big part of the Eagles with Jalen Hurts. And to be fair, it hasn't really mattered, right? They haven't needed to do this. Jalen Hurts gets the football to A.J. and Devontae down the field quite fine. It's interesting the way Chuck Frandon will have more receiving yards. I think that'd be great. I'm just not counting on it. Let's go to James in Pottstown. Hey, James.
Hey, guys. How you doing this?
Good, James. What's up, buddy?
So before I get into anything else, everybody always mentions that game that Saquon had to sit out at the end because the Eagles wanted to rest the line, et cetera. Well, I mean, he missed almost a full game if you count all the end of the fourth quarters that he sat out. And if game script dictates it, he could have, you know, a lot more opportunity for yardage if they really need to run him.
You're right. I mean, I go back to the first Giants game. Remember, James, he had a chance to break, I guess it was his personal record at that time.
Yeah, and he didn't do it.
Sirianni asked him, and he said, let the young guys play. I mean, there was, I don't know, maybe three or four more games just like that where he didn't get the ball much in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I think if he doesn't come out of those games, we'd be having an entirely different discussion about how he did break the record in only 16 games, and the 17th didn't even need to be played.
I think you're right about that. I think the way that it happened, we almost forget some of those because we just remember the last game where they sat him and the decision. But you're right. Like, there were little moments that you added up, at, like you're saying. It's probably, I don't know, if we added together 20, 25 carries he could have had, but then the game just dictated a different way.
Yeah, and those defenses that he sat out against, they were going to give up one more home run eventually.
Well, you're right. But I mean, he may have, it's a good point. He may have run not just 20 more times. He may have run for 200 yards on those 20 more carries because those bad defenses.
Yeah, those defenses were gas.
Yeah, they were.
They were not stopping Saquon.
All right, what do you think about Boehm?
I think exactly like what you guys are saying. He is what he is, and I'm hoping he can get back to smoking doubles. I don't know if he's maybe trying to hit for more power instead of bat to ball because that's basically all he's got is that bat to ball. He is so slow that I honestly wonder if I could beat him in a race.
James, I never met you before, but I think you might. He's one of the slowest players in the big leagues.
You know, Hugh might act. That might be a guy Hugh could take.
Hey man, I'm dropping this weight too, man. I feel spry.
Feeling light.
Yeah.
Do you think you could beat Boehm in a race right now?
I know I can get Schwarber. I don't know about Boehm.
Schwarber's faster than Boehm.
I get Schwarber.
Yeah.
You're misinterpreting this one. Schwarber would cook you, man. All right, James.
We'd get dusted.
Yeah, James. What do you got for us? What's a good Father's Day gift?
I'm gonna go simple here. Get him a ticket or a trip for fishing. You know, no gear or anything. Just one of those day trips.
Yeah, yeah.
You just go out there and show up. Yeah, and just fish.
Yeah. I've done that before as a gift. It's a good one. We appreciate the phone call. 215-592-9494. Schwarber would cook you.
Nah, I don't think so.
Schwarber's faster than Boehm.
Mm-mm.
Yes, he is.
I think I get Schwarber.
Mm.
I do.
I think you'd get dusted by Schwarber, and I think you'd have a chance against Boehm.
It would be close to Boehm. I will put up we put the Schwarber poll up.
Yeah.
And I think you got cooked, as he should have.
Yeah.
I'll put the bone pole up. I'll see where people come down.
I mean, you don't ground into like 11 double plays in 2 months by accident. You can't run. I mean, that's the truth of that. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard here. Saquon Barkley. Would you bet on him doing it again? I would. There's this feeling, expectation out there. It's going to be a big drop-off. I don't believe it. He's healthy. He has the best offensive line in the sport. I think the Eagles will once again run the football a ton this season. And I think he's going to be extra motivated to go get that record this year that he almost had last year. And Alec Bohm, are you buying back in? It's been a really good 30 days for him. He's hit a lot, well over 300. His numbers are coming back to the norm after that tough April. Are you buying back in on Alec Bohm? Try Day Friday, a good Father's Day gift. Plus, what is Saquon's actual over-under for yardage set at next season? We'll tell you what the line says and what that is telling us. That's all coming up. Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.